The Borromeo String Quartet performed Franz Schubert's Quartet in D minor, Death and the Maiden, at the Library of Congress in Washington. The memorial concert takes place every year in December to mark the anniversary of the death of Antonio Stradivari, the man many consider the master craftsman of stringed instruments. Death and the Maiden was one of three compositions that were played with instruments from the library's unique music collection, which includes six Stradivarius instruments. This year's concert featured two of his violins, a viola and a cello.
For this concert, we wanted something beautiful to show off the rich, rare sound of the instruments.
Anne McLean is the senior concert producer at the Library of Congress.
Death and the Maiden, the Schubert Ensemble work, is just universally beloved.
Another precious stringed instrument from the library's collection was featured in Ludwig van Beethoven's Sonata No. 7 in C minor. The quartet's first violinist, Nicholas Kitchen, played a violin made by Stradivari's contemporary, Giuseppe Guarneri, with pianist Seymour Lipkin. The Library of Congress instrument collection began in 1935 when five Stradivarius instruments were donated by Gertrude Clark Whittall. Since then, the library's music division has acquired five additional rare stringed instruments through other generous donations. Those classic instruments are perfectly suited to modern compositions as well. The memorial concert also featured Quartet No. 4 by composer, conductor, and jazz historian Gunther Schuller.
I have to think not so much about what it does for me in the performance, but for the pleasure of the performers to play on these incredible instruments. Not everyone can hear the distinction between the Stradivari and another instrument, maybe a lesser made violin, because those are very subtle differences. But of course the musicians really can feel that instantly.
Schuller says he often marvels at the craftsmanship that went into the creation of the iconic instruments.
There is this mystery that we still don't quite know how Stradivarius and Guarneri and some of the other great violin makers, how they did that. We've been researching that for, several hundred years now, and it's all here in this wonderful Library of Congress.
The library plans to continue its yearly tradition of honoring both Antonio Stradivari and its generous benefactor, Gertrude Clark Whittall, with these special commemorative concerts. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.